Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Answers to non-Muslims' common questions about Islam. Page 32. Question 5. Muslims are fundamentalist and terrorist. Question: why are most of the Muslims fundamentalist and terrorist? Answer: this question is often hurled at Muslims either directly or indirectly. During any discussion on religion or world affairs, Muslim stereotypes are perpetuated in every form of the media, accompanied by gross misinformation about Islam and Muslims. In fact, such misinformation and false propaganda often lead to discrimination and acts of violence against Muslims. A case in point is the anti-Muslim campaign in the American media following the Oklahoma bomb blast, where the press was quick to declare a Middle Eastern conspiracy behind the attack. The culprit was later identified as a soldier from the American Armed Forces. Let us analyze this allegation of fundamentalism and terrorism. 1. Definition of the word fundamentalist. A fundamentalist is a person who follows and adheres to the fundamentals of the doctrine or theory he is following. For a person to be a good doctor, he should know, follow, and practice the fundamentals of medicine. In other words, he should be a fundamentalist in the field of medicine. For a person to be a good mathematician, he should know, follow, and practice the fundamentals of mathematics. He should be a fundamentalist in the field of mathematics. For a person to be a good scientist, he should know, follow, and practice the fundamentals of science. He should be a fundamentalist in the field of science. 2. Not all fundamentalists are the same. One cannot paint all fundamentalists with the same brush. One cannot categorize all fundamentalists as either good or bad. Such a categorization of any fundamentalist will depend upon the field or activity in which he is a fundamentalist. A fundamentalist robber or thief causes harm to society and is therefore undesirable. A fundamentalist doctor, on the other hand, benefits society and earns much respect. 3. I am proud to be a Muslim. I am proud to be a Muslim fundamentalist. I am a fundamentalist Muslim who, by the grace of Allah, knows, follows, and strives to practice the fundamentals of Islam. A true Muslim does not shy away from being a fundamentalist. I am proud to be a fundamentalist Muslim because I know that the fundamentals of Islam are beneficial to humanity and the whole world. There is not a single fundamental of Islam that causes harm or is against the interests of the human race as a whole. Many people harbor misconceptions about Islam and consider several teachings of Islam to be unfair or improper. This is due to insufficient and incorrect knowledge of Islam. If one critically analyzes the teachings of Islam with an open mind, one cannot escape the fact that Islam is full of benefits, both at the individual and collective levels. 4. Dictionary meaning of the word fundamentalist. The Webster's Third New International Dictionary of the English Language, published by Kahneman, says that fundamentalism was a movement which was first used to describe the Protestant Christians in America in the early part of the 20th century. Earlier, the church believed that the complete message of the Bible was from God. But Protestant Christians protested and said that not only is the message of the Bible from God, but every word, every letter of the Bible is from Almighty God. If any person can prove that every word and every letter of the Bible is from Almighty God, then this movement of fundamentalism of the Protestant Christians is a good movement. On the other hand, if someone can prove that the Bible is not the word of God, then this movement of fundamentalism of the Protestant Christians is not a good movement. According to the earlier edition of the Oxford Dictionary, a fundamentalist is a person who strictly adheres to the ancient teachings of any religion. But the second edition of the Oxford English Dictionary, published by Clarendon Press, has changed the definition. This second edition says that the fundamentalist is a person who strictly adheres to the ancient teachings of any religion, especially Islam. Today, the moment a person uses the word fundamentalist, he thinks of a Muslim who is a terrorist. 5. Different labels given to the same individual for the same action, i.e. terrorist and patriot. Before India achieved independence from British rule, some freedom fighters of India who did not subscribe to non-violence were labeled as terrorists by the British government. The same individuals have been lauded by Indians for the same activities and hailed as patriots. Thus, two different labels have been given to the same people for the same set of actions. One is calling them terrorists, while the other is calling them patriots. Those who believed that Britain had a right to rule over India called these people terrorists, while those who were of the view that Britain had no right to rule India called them patriots and freedom fighters. It is therefore important that before a person is judged, he is given a fair hearing. Both sides of the argument should be heard, the situation should be analyzed, and the reason and the intention of the person should be taken into account, and then the person can be judged accordingly. 6. Islam means peace. Islam is derived from the word salam, which means peace. It is a religion of peace whose fundamentals teach its followers to maintain and promote peace throughout the world. Thus, every Muslim should be a fundamentalist, i.e., he should follow the fundamentals of the religion of peace, Islam. He should be a terrorist only towards the anti-social elements in order to promote peace and justice in the society. Question 6. Eating non-vegetarian food. Question. Killing an animal is a ruthless act. Why then do Muslims consume non-vegetarian food? Answer. Vegetarianism is now a movement the world over, many even associated with animal rights. Indeed, a large number of people consider the consumption of meat and other non-vegetarian products to be a violation of animal rights. Islam enjoins mercy and compassion for all living creatures. At the same time, Islam maintains that Allah has created the earth and its wondrous flora and fauna for the benefit of humankind. At the same time, Islam maintains that Allah has created the earth and its wondrous flora and fauna for the benefit of humankind. It is up to humankind to use every resource in this world judiciously, as a ni'mah, divine blessing, and a mana, trust from Allah. Let us look at various other aspects of this argument. 1. A Muslim can be a pure vegetarian. A Muslim can be a very good Muslim despite being a pure vegetarian. It is not compulsory for a Muslim to have non-vegetarian food. 2. Quran permits Muslims to have non-vegetarian food. The Quran, however, permits a Muslim to have non-vegetarian food. The following Quranic verses are proof of this fact. O you who believe, fulfill all obligations. Lawful unto you for food are all four-footed animals, with the exceptions named. Quran chapter 5 verse 1. And cattle he has created for you, men. From them ye derive warmth and numerous benefits, and of their meat you eat. Quran 16 verse 5. And in cattle too ye have an instructive example. From within their bodies we produce milk for you to drink. There are in them besides numerous other benefits for you, and their meat ye eat. Al-Quran 23 verse 21. 3. Meat is nutritious and rich in complete protein. Meat is nutritious and rich in complete protein. Non-vegetarian food is a good source of excellent protein. It contains biologically complete protein, i.e. all the 8 essential amino acids that are not synthesized by the body and should be supplied in the diet. Meat also contains iron, vitamin B1, and niacin. Meat also contains iron, vitamin B1, and niacin. 4. Humans have omnivorous set of teeth. Humans have omnivorous set of teeth. If you observe the teeth of herbivorous animals like the cow, goat, and sheep, you will find something strikingly similar in all of them. All these animals have a set of flat teeth, i.e. suited for herbivorous diet. If you observe the set of teeth of the carnivorous animals like the lion, tiger, or leopard, they all have a set of pointed teeth, i.e. suited for a carnivorous diet. If you analyze the set of teeth of humans, you find that they have flat teeth as well as pointed teeth. Thus, they have teeth suited for both herbivorous as well as carnivorous food, i.e. they are omnivorous. One may ask, if Almighty God wanted humans to have only vegetables, why did He provide us also with pointed teeth? It is logical that He expected us to need and to have both vegetarian as well as non-vegetarian food. 5. Human beings can digest both vegetarian and non-vegetarian food. The digestive system of herbivorous animals can digest only vegetables. The digestive system of carnivorous animals can digest only meat, but the digestive system of humans, but the digestive system of humans can digest both vegetarian and non-vegetarian food. If Almighty God wanted us to have only vegetables, then why did He give us a digestive system that can digest both vegetarian as well as non-vegetarian food? Six, Hindu scriptures give permission to have non-vegetarian food. There are many Hindus who are strictly vegetarian. They think it is against their religion to consume non-vegetarian food, but the true fact is that the Hindu scriptures permit a person to have meat. The scriptures mention Hindu sages and saints consuming non-vegetarian food. B, it is mentioned in Manus Mruti, the law book of Hindus, in chapter 5, verse 30. The eater who eats the flesh of those to be eaten does nothing bad, even if he does it day after day, for God Himself created some to be eaten and some to be eater. See against next verse of Manus Mruti, that is chapter 5, verse 31. Verse 31 says, eating meat is right for the sacrifice. This is traditionally known as a rule of the gods. Further, in Manus Mruti, chapter 5, verses 39 and 40, say, God Himself created sacrificial animals for sacrifice. Therefore, killing in a sacrifice is not killing. E. Mahabharata Anusha Shan Parava, chapter 88, narrates the discussion between Dharmaraj Yudhishthira and Pitama Bhishyama about what food one should offer to Pitris ancestors during the Shraddha ceremony of dead to keep them satisfied. Paragraph reads as follows. Yudhishthira said, O thou of a great puissance, tell me what that object is which. Tell me what that object is which, if dedicated to the Pitris, did ancestors become inexhaustible? What Havi, again, if offered, lasts for all time? What indeed is that which, if presented, becomes eternal? Pishma said, listen to me, O Yudhishthira, what those Havis are which persons conversant with the rituals of the Shraddha, the ceremony of dead, regard as suitable in view of Shraddha, and what the fruits are that attach to each, with sesame seeds and rice and barley and masha and water and roots and fruits, if given at Shraddhas, at Shraddhas, the Pitras, O king, remain gratified for the period of a month. With fishes offered at Shraddhas, the Pitras remain gratified for a period of 2 months. With the mutton, they remain gratified for 3 months, and with the flesh of hare for 4 months. With the flesh of the goat, flesh of, O king, they remain gratified for 5 months. With the bacon, meat of pig, for 6 months, and with the flesh of birds for 7. With venison obtained from those deer that are called prishata, they remain gratified for 8 months, and with that obtained from the ruru for 9 months, and with the meat of gavaya for 10 months. With the meat of the buffalo, their gratification lasts for 11 months. With beef presented at the Shraddha, their gratification is said, lasts for a full year. Payasa mixed with ghee is as much acceptable to the Pitras as beef. With the meat of Vadrinasa, a large bull, the gratification of Pitras lasts for 12 years. The flesh of rhinoceros offered to the Pitras on anniversaries of the lunar days on which they died becomes inexhaustible. The pot herb called Kalasaka, the petals of Kanshana flower and meat of the goat also thus offered prove inexhaustible. So, but natural, if you want to keep your ancestors satisfied forever, you should serve them the meat of red goat. 7. Hinduism was influenced by other religions. Though Hindu scriptures permit its followers to have non-vegetarian food, many Hindus adopted the vegetarian system because they were influenced by other religions like Jainism. 8. Even plants have life. Certain religions have adopted pure vegetarianism as a dietary law because they are totally against the killing of living creatures. If a person can survive without killing any living creature, I would be the first person to adopt such a way of life. In the past, people thought plants were lifeless. Today, it is a universal fact that even plants have life. Thus, their logic of not killing living creatures is not fulfilled even by being a pure vegetarian. 9. Even plants can feel pain. They further argue that plants cannot feel pain, therefore killing a plant is a lesser crime as compared to killing an animal. Today, science tells us that even plants can feel pain, but the cry of the plant cannot be heard by the human being. This is due to the inability of the human ear to hear sounds that are not in the audible range, i.e. 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. Anything below and above this range cannot be heard by a human being. A dog can hear up to 40,000 hertz. Thus, there are silent dog whistles that have a frequency of more than 20,000 hertz and less than 40,000 hertz. These whistles are only heard by dogs and not by human beings. The dog recognizes the master's whistle and comes to the master. There was a research done by a farmer in USA who invented an instrument which converted the cry of the plant so that it could be heard by human beings. He was able to realize immediately when the plant itself cried for water. Latest researches show that the plants can even feel happy and sad. It can also cry. 10. Killing a living creature with two senses less is not a lesser crime. Killing a living creature with two senses less is not a lesser crime. Once a vegetarian argued his case by saying that plants only have two or three senses while the animals have five senses. Therefore, killing a plant is a lesser crime than killing an animal. Suppose your brother is born deaf and dumb and has two senses less and has two senses less as compared to other human beings. He becomes mature and someone murders him. Would you ask the judge to give the murderer a lesser punishment because your brother had two senses less? In fact, you would say that he has killed a masoom. He has killed a masoom, an innocent person, and the judge should give the murderer a greater punishment. The glorious Quran says, O you who believe, eat of what is on earth lawful and good. Al-Quran, chapter 2, verse 168. 11. Overpopulation of cattle. If every human being was a vegetarian, it would lead to overpopulation of cattle in the world, since their reproduction and multiplication is very swift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His divine wisdom knows how to maintain the balance of His creation appropriately. No wonder He has permitted us to have the meat of the cattle. 12. Cost of meat is reasonable since all aren't non-vegetarians. I do not mind if some people are pure vegetarians. However, they should not condemn non-vegetarians as ruthless. In fact, if all Indians become non-vegetarians, then the present non-vegetarians would be losers since the prices of meat would rise. 7. Islamic method of slaughtering animals appears ruthless. Question: why do Muslims slaughter the animal in a ruthless manner by torturing it and slowly and painfully killing it? Answer: the Islamic method of slaughtering animals known as dhabiha has been the object of much criticism from a large number of people. Before I reply to the question, let me relate an incident about a discussion between a Sikh and a Muslim regarding animal slaughter. Once a Sikh asked a Muslim, why do you slaughter the animal painfully by cutting the throat instead of the way we do with one stroke, i.e. Jahtaka? The Muslim replied, we are brave and courageous and attack from the front. We are Mardka Baka, meaning macho men. You are cowards and attack from behind. Jokes apart, one may consider the following points which prove that the dhabiha method is not only humane but also scientifically the best. 1. Islamic method of slaughtering animal. Zakkaytum is a verb derived from the root word zakah, to purify. Its infinitive is tazkiyah, which means purification. The Islamic mode of slaughtering an animal requires the following conditions to be met. A. Animal should be slaughtered with a sharp object knife. The animal has to be slaughtered with a sharp object knife and in a fast way so that the pain of slaughter is minimized. B. Cut windpipe, throat and vessels of neck. Cut windpipe, throat and vessels of neck. Dhabiha is an Arabic word which means slaughtered. The slaughtering is to be done by cutting the throat windpipe. By cutting the throat windpipe and the blood vessels in the neck, causing the animal's death without cutting the spinal cord. C. Blood should be drained. The blood has to be drained completely before the head is removed. The purpose is to drain out most of the blood, which would serve as a good culture medium for microorganisms. The spinal cord must not be cut because the nerve fibers to the heart could be damaged during the process, causing cardiac arrest, stagnating the blood in the blood vessels. 2. Blood is a good medium for germs and bacteria. Blood is a good media, is a good medium of germs. Blood is a good medium for germs, bacteria, toxins, etc. Therefore, the Muslim way of slaughtering is more hygienic, as most of the blood containing germs, bacteria, toxins, etc. that are the cause of several diseases is eliminated. 3. Meat remains fresh for a longer time. Meat slaughtered by Islamic way remains fresh for a longer time due to deficiency of blood in the meat as compared to other methods of slaughtering. 4. Animal does not feel pain. The swift cutting of vessels of the neck disconnects the flow of blood to the nerve of the brain responsible for pain. Thus, the animal does not feel pain. The swift cutting of vessels of the neck disconnects the flow of blood to the nerve of the brain responsible for pain. Thus, the animal does not feel pain. While dying, the animal struggles, writhes, shakes, and kicks, not due to pain, but due to the contraction and relaxation of the muscles deficient in the blood and due to the flow of blood out of the body. 8. Non-vegetarian food makes Muslims violent. Question. Science tells us that whatever one eats, it has an effect on one's behavior. Why then does Islam allow Muslims to eat non-vegetarian food, since eating of animals could make a person violent and ferocious? Answer. 1. Only eating of herbivorous animals allowed. Only eating of herbivorous animals allowed. I agree that what a person eats has an effect on his behavior. This is one of the reasons why Islam prohibits the eating of carnivorous animals like lion, tiger, leopard, etc., who are violent and ferocious. The consumption of the meat of such animals would probably make a person violent and ferocious. Islam only allows the eating of herbivorous animals like herbivorous animals like cow, goat, sheep, etc., that are peaceful and docile. We Muslims eat peaceful and docile animals because we are peace-loving and non-violent people. 2. The Quran says Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, prohibits what is bad. The Quran says, for the Prophet commands them what is just and forbids them what is evil. He allows them as lawful what is good and pure and prohibits them from what is bad and impure. Al-Quran chapter 7 verse 157. So take what the messenger assigns to you and deny yourselves that which he withholds from you. Al-Quran 59:7. For a Muslim, the Prophet's peace be upon him statement is sufficient to convince him that Allah does not wish humans to eat some kinds of meat while allowing some other kinds. For a Muslim, the Prophet's peace be upon him statement is sufficient to convince him that Allah does not wish humans to eat some kinds of meat while allowing some other kinds. 3. Hadith of Muhammad, peace be upon him, prohibiting eating of carnivorous animals. According to various authentic hadith narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, including hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas in Sahih Muslim, Book of Hunting and Slaughter, Hadith 4752, and Sunan Ibn Majah, chapter 13, hadith 3232, 3234. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, prohibits the eating of wild animals with canine teeth, i.e. meat-eating carnivorous animals. These are animals belonging to the cat family, such as lion, tiger, cats, dogs, wolves, hyenas, etc. B. Certain rodents like mice, rats, etc. C. Certain reptiles like snakes, alligators, etc. D. Birds of prey with talons or claws like vultures, eagles, crows, owls, etc. According to Sahih al-Bukhari, Volume 2, let me go to 9 now. 9. Muslims worship the Kaaba. This is a very important question that is always raised, or a misconception that is always raised. Question. When Islam is against idol worship, why do the Muslims worship and bow down to Kaaba in their prayer? Answer. Kaaba is the Qibla, i.e. the direction Muslims face during their prayers. It is important to note that though Muslims face the Kaaba during prayers, they do not worship the Kaaba. Muslims worship and bow to none but Allah. It is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, we see the turning of thy face. We see the turning of thy face for guidance to the heavens. Now shall we turn thee to a Qibla that shall please thee? Turn then thy face in the direction of the sacred mosque. Wherever ye are, turn your faces in that direction. Al-Quran chapter 2 verse 144. 1. Islam believes in fostering unity. For instance, if Muslims want to offer Salah prayer, it is possible that some may wish to face north, while some may wish to face south. In order to unite Muslims in their worship of the one true God, Muslims, wherever they may be, are asked to face in only one direction, i.e. towards the Kaaba. If some Muslims live towards the west of the Kaaba, they face the east. Similarly, if they live towards the east of the Kaaba, they face the west. 2. Kaaba is at the center of the world map. The Muslims were the first people to draw the map of the world. They drew the map with the south facing upwards and north downwards. The Kaaba was at the center. Later Western cartographers drew the map upside down, with the north facing upwards and south downwards. Yet, alhamdulillah, the Kaaba is at the center of the world map. 3. Tawaf around Kaaba for indicating one God. When the Muslims go to Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, the sacred mosque in Mecca, they perform tawaf or circumambulation around the Kaaba. This act symbolizes a belief and worship of one God, since just as every circle has one center, so also there is only one God worthy of worship. Exalted is He. 4. Hadith of Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, regarding the black stone, Hajar al-Aswad, or al-Hajar al-Aswad. There is a hadith tradition attributed to the illustrious companion of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Umar bin al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him. According to Sahih al-Bukhari, Volume 2, Book of Hajj, Chapter 57, Hadith 1605, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, radiyallahu anh, said, "I know that you are a stone and can neither benefit nor harm. Had I not seen the Prophet, peace be upon him, touching and kissing you, I would never have touched and kissed you." 5. People stood on Kaaba and gave the Adhan. At the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, people even stood on the Kaaba and gave the Adhan, or the call to prayer. One may ask those who allege that Muslims worship the Kaaba, which idol worshipper stands on the idol he worships? 10. Non-Muslims not allowed in Mecca. Question: why are non-Muslims not allowed in the holy cities of Mecca and Medina? Answer: it's true that non-Muslims are not allowed in the holy cities of Mecca and Medina by law. The following points will serve to elucidate the possible reasoning behind such a restriction. 1. All citizens are not permitted in the cantonment area. All citizens are not permitted in the cantonment area. I am a citizen of India, yet I am not permitted to enter certain restricted areas like the cantonment. In every country, there are certain areas where a common citizen of that country cannot enter. Only a citizen who is enrolled in the military or those who are connected with the defense of the country are allowed in the cantonment area. Similarly, Islam is a universal religion for the entire world and for all human beings. The cantonment areas of Islam are the two holy cities of Mecca and Medina. Here, only those who believe in Islam and are involved in the defense of Islam, i.e. the Muslims, are allowed. It would be illogical for a common citizen to object against the restriction on entering a cantonment area. Similarly, it is not appropriate for non-Muslims to object against the restriction on non-Muslims against entering Mecca and Medina. 2. Visa to enter Mecca and Medina. Whenever a person travels to a foreign country, he has to first apply for a visa, i.e. the permission to enter the country. Every country has its own rules, regulations, and requirements for issuing a visa. Unless their criteria are satisfied, they will not issue a visa. B. One of the countries which is very strict in issuing a visa is the United States of America, especially when issuing visa to citizens of the third world. They have several conditions and requirements to be fulfilled before they issue a visa. C. When I visited Singapore, it was mentioned on their immigration form, "Death to drug traffickers." If I want to visit Singapore, I have to abide by the rules. I cannot say that death penalty is a barbaric punishment. Only if I agree with their requirements and conditions will I be permitted to enter the country. B. The visa, the primary condition required for any human being to enter Mecca or Medina is to say with his lips, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, meaning that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his messenger. 11. Pork forbidden. Question, why is the eating of pork forbidden in Islam? Answer, the fact that consumption of pork is prohibited in Islam is well known. The following points explain various aspects of this prohibition. 1. Pork prohibited in the Quran. The Quran prohibits the consumption of pork in no less than 4 different places. It is prohibited in 2, 173, 5, 3, 6, 145, and 16, 115, and 14. 100, sorry, 16, 115. Forbidden to you for food are dead meat, blood, the flesh of swine, and that one which hath been invoked the name of other than Allah. Al-Quran, chapter 5, verse 3. The above verses of the glorious Quran are sufficient to satisfy a Muslim as to why pork is forbidden. 2. Pork prohibited in the Bible. The Christian is likely to be convinced by his religious scriptures. The Bible prohibits the consumption of pork in the book of Leviticus, and the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch, they are unclean to you. Book of Leviticus 11, chapter 11, verses 7 and 8. Pork is also prohibited in the Bible in the book of Deuteronomy, and the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 8. A similar prohibition is repeated in the Bible in the book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verses 2 to 5. 3. Consumption of pork causes several diseases. The other non-Muslims and atheists will agree if convinced through reason, logic, and science. Eating of pork can cause no less than 70 different types of diseases. A person can have various ailments like roundworm, pinworm, hookworm, etc. Roundworm, pinworm, hookworm, etc. One of the most dangerous is Taenia solium, which is in layman's terminology called tapeworm. Taenia solium, which is in layman's terminology called tapeworm. It harbors in the intestine and is very long. Its ova, i.e. eggs, enter the bloodstream and can reach almost all the organs of the body. If it enters the brain, it can cause memory loss. If it enters the heart, it can cause heart attack. If it enters the eye, it can cause blindness. If it enters the liver, it can cause liver damage. It can damage almost all the organs of the body. The tapeworm, or the scientific name for it, is Taenia solium. Another dangerous helminth is trichuria. A common misconception about pork is that if it is cooked well, these ova die. In a research project undertaken in America, it was found that out of 24 people suffering from trichuria, 22 had cooked the pork very well. This indicates that the ova present in the pork do not die under normal cooking temperature. 4. Pork has fat building material. Pork has very little muscle building material and contains excess of fat. This fat gets deposited in the vessels and can cause hypertension and heart attack. It is not surprising that over 50 million Americans suffer from hypertension. 5. Pig is one of the filthiest animals on earth. The pig is one of the filthiest animals on earth. It lives and thrives on muck. It lives and thrives on muck, feces, and dirt. It is the best scavenger that I know that God has produced. In the villages, they don't have modern toilets, and the villagers excrete in the open air. Very often, excreta is cleared by pigs. Some may argue that in advanced countries like Australia, pigs are bred in very clean and hygienic conditions. Even in these hygienic conditions, the pigs are kept together in sites. No matter how hard you try to keep them clean, they are filthy by nature. They eat and enjoy their own as well as their neighbor's excreta. 6. Pig is the most shameless animal. The pig is the most shameless animal on the face of the earth. It is the only animal that invites its friends to have sex with its mate. In America, most people consume pork. Many times after dance parties, they have swapping of wives, i.e. many say, you sleep with my wife and I will sleep with your wife. If you eat pigs, then you behave like pigs. We Indians look upon America to be very advanced and sophisticated. Whatever they do, we follow after a few years. According to an article in Island Magazine, this practice of swapping wives has become common in the affluent circles of Mumbai. 12. Prohibition of alcohol. Question: why is the consumption of alcohol prohibited in Islam? Answer: alcohol has been the scourge of a human society since time immemorial. It continues to cost countless human lives and causes terrible misery to millions throughout the world. Alcohol is the root cause of several problems facing society. The statistics of soaring crime rates, increasing instances of mental illnesses, and millions of broken homes throughout the world bear a mute testimony to the destructive power of alcohol. 1. Prohibition of alcohol in the Quran. The glorious Quran prohibits the consumption of alcohol in the following verse: O you who believe, intoxicants and gambling, dedication of stones, and divination by arrows are an abomination of Satan's handiwork. Of Satan's handiwork, issue such abomination that ye may prosper. Al-Quran, chapter 5, verse 19. 2. Prohibition of alcohol in the Bible. The Bible prohibits the consumption of alcohol in the following verses: A. Wine is a marker. The Bible prohibits the consumption of alcohol in the following verses: A. Wine is a marker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 1. B. And be not drunk with wine. Book of Ephesians, and be not drunk with wine. Book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 18. 3. Alcohol inhibits the inhibitory center. The human beings possess an inhibitory center in their brains. This inhibitory center prevents the person from doing things that he considers wrong. For instance, a person does not normally use abusive language while addressing his parents or elders. If he has to answer the call of nature, his inhibitory center will prevent him from doing so in public. Therefore, he uses the toilet. When a person consumes alcohol, the inhibitory center itself is inhibited. That is precisely the reason that an inebriated person is often found to be indulging in behavior that is completely uncharacteristic of him. For instance, the intoxicated person is found to use abusive and foul language and does not realize his mistake even if he is addressing his parents. Many even urinate in their clothes. Neither do they talk nor walk properly. They even misbehave. 4. Cases of adultery, rape, incest, and AIDS are found more among alcoholics. According to National Crime Victimization Survey, Bureau of Justice, U.S. Department of Justice, in the year 1996 alone, every day, on average, 2,713 rapes took place. 1996 alone, every day, on an average, 2,713 rapes took place. The statistics tell us that the majority of the rapists were intoxicated while committing the crime. The same is true in cases of molestation. According to statistics, 8% of Americans commit incest, i.e., one in every 12 to 13 persons. In America is involved in incest. Almost all the cases of incest are due to intoxication of one or both the persons involved. One of the major factors associated with the spread of AIDS, the most dreaded disease, is alcoholism. 5. Every alcoholic was initially a social drinker. Many may argue in favor of liquor by calling themselves social drinkers. They claim that they only have one or two pegs and they have self-control and so never get intoxicated. Investigations reveal that every alcoholic started as a social drinker. Not a single alcoholic or drunkard initially starts drinking with the intention of becoming an alcoholic or a drunkard. No social drinker can say that I have been having alcohol for several years and that I have so much self-control that I have never been intoxicated even a single time. 6. If a person is intoxicated just once and commits something shameful, it will remain with him for a lifetime. Suppose a social drinker loses his self-control just once. In a state of intoxication, he commits rape or incest. Even if the act is later regretted, a normal human being is likely to carry the guilt throughout his life. Both the perpetrator and the victim are irreparably and irreversibly damaged. 7. Alcohol is prohibited in the Hadith. The Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Do not drink wine, for it is the key to all evils." A. In Sunan Ibn Majah, Volume 3, Book of Drinks, Chapter 30, Hadith 3371, "Do not drink wine, for it is the key to all evils." B. In Sunan An-Nisa'i, Volume 6, Book of Drinks, Hadith 5669, "Alcohol is the mother of all evils." C. In Sunan Ibn Majah, Volume 3, Book of Intoxicants, Chapter 30, Hadith 3392, "Anything which intoxicates in a large quantity is prohibited even in a small quantity. Thus, there is no excuse for a nip or a tot." D. Not only those who drink alcohol are cursed, but also those who deal with them directly or indirectly are cursed by Allah. According to Sunan Ibn Majah, Volume 3, Book of Intoxicants, Chapter 30, Hadith 3381, it was reported by Anas radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, cursed 10 with regard to wine. The one who squeezes it, the grapes, or etc. The one who asks for it to be squeezed. The one who asks for it to be squeezed. The one for whom it is squeezed. The one for whom it is squeezed. The one who carries it. The one to whom it is carried. The one who sells it. The one for whom it is bought. The one who pours it. The one for whom it is poured. Until he counted 10 like this. 8. Diseases associated with alcoholism. There are several scientific reasons for the prohibition of consumption of intoxicants, i.e. alcohol. The maximum number of deaths in the world related to any one particular cause is due to the consumption of alcohol. Millions of people die every year only because of intake of alcohol. I need not go into the details of all the ill effects of alcohol, since most of them are commonly known. Below is a simple list of few of the alcohol-related diseases. 1. Cirrhosis of liver is the most well-known alcohol-associated disease. Cirrhosis of liver is the most well-known alcohol-associated with disease. 2. Others are cancer of esophagus, cancer of head and neck, cancer of liver, hepatoma, cancer of bowel, etc. Others are cancer of esophagus, cancer of head and neck, cancer of liver, hepatoma, cancer of bowel, etc. 3. Osophagitis, gastritis, pancreatitis, and hepatitis are linked with alcohol consumption. Osophagitis, gastritis, pancreatitis, and hepatitis are linked with alcohol consumption. 4. Cardiomyopathy. Cardiomyopathy, hypertension, coronary atherosclerosis, angina, and heart attacks are linked with heavy alcohol intakes. Strokes, apoplexy, fits, and different types of paralysis are linked with alcohol intake. Peripheral neuropathy, cortical atrophy, cerebellar atrophy are well-known syndromes caused by alcohol consumption. Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome with amnesia of recent events, confabulations and retainment of memory to old events with different types of paralysis are mainly due to thiamine deficiency due to excessive alcohol intake. 8. Bilirubin and other deficiencies are not uncommon among alcoholics. Even pellagra occurs in alcoholics. 9. Delirium tremens is a serious complication that may occur during recurrent infection of alcoholics or post-operatively. It also occurs during abstention as a sign of withdrawal effect. It is quite serious and may cause death even if treated in well-equipped centers. 10. Numerous endocrine disorders have been associated with alcoholism, ranging from myxedema to hyperthyroidism and florid Cushing syndrome. 11. Hematological ill effects are long and variable. Folic acid deficiency, however, is the most common manifestation of alcoholic abuse, resulting in macrocytic anemia. Sieves syndrome is a triad of hemolytic anemia, jaundice, and hyperlipidemia that follows alcoholic binges. 12. Thrombocytopenia and other platelet abnormalities are not rare in alcoholics. The commonly used tablet metronidazole, Flagyl, interacts badly with alcohol. Recurrent infection is very common among chronic alcoholics. The resistance to disease and the immunological defense system are comprised by alcohol intake. 15. Chest infections are notorious in alcoholics. Pneumonia, lung abscess, emphysema, and pulmonary tuberculosis are all common in alcoholics. 16. During acute alcoholic intoxication, the drunk person usually vomits. The cough reflexes, which are protective, are paralyzed. The vomitus thus easily pass to the lung, causing pneumonia or lung abscess. Occasionally, it may even cause suffocation and death. 17. The ill effects of alcohol consumption on women deserve special mention. Females are more vulnerable to alcohol-related cirrhosis than men. During pregnancy, alcohol consumption has a severe detrimental effect on fetus. Fetal alcohol syndrome is being recognized more and more in the medical profession. 18. Skin diseases are also related to alcohol indulgence. 19. Eczema, alopecia, nail dystrophy, paronychia, infection around the nails, and angular stomatitis, inflammation of the angle of the mouth, are common diseases among alcoholics. 9. Alcoholism is a disease. Medical doctors have now turned liberal towards alcoholics and call alcoholism a disease rather than an addiction. The Islamic Research Foundation has published a pamphlet that says, if alcohol is a disease, it is the only disease that is sold in bottles, is advertised in newspapers, magazines, on radio, television, and internet, has licensed outlets to spread it, produces revenue for the government, brings violent deaths on the highways, destroys family life and increases crime, has no germs or viral cause. Alcoholism is not a disease, it is Satan's handiwork. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom has warned us against this snare of Satan. Islam is called the deen of al-fitrah, or the natural religion of man. All its injunctions are aimed at preserving the natural state of man. Alcohol is a deviation from this natural state for the individual as well as for society. It degrades man to a level below that of the beast he claims to be superior to. Hence, the consumption of alcohol is prohibited in Islam. Alhamdulillah.